I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. We have an amazing show for you coming up a little bit later. Jim Padilla, my buddy, is going to be on the show. He's an expert in entrepreneurs and sales, and he's going to show us how we can 10 times what we're making in sales. I myself am very, very excited about that conversation. And I want to remind you here up front, my daily reminder for you is that we are all co-creators. It's very easy to get into life and to make everything so real, right? The stress, the stimulation, the to-do list that never ends, the way someone behaved, the way something is working out, not working out, how we look, don't look, all of that and more. Remember, we're co-creators. So with that, there's a lot of ease, actually, because if we are creating, we can make change. Life is definitely not happening to us. Life is happening with us. And life doesn't happen by chance. Life happens by choice. We have a desire, right? You've got something in your belly, it's a fire, and you want to create it, and it is your desire. So when you have a desire, and it stems from your true self, you're manifesting actually from a state of grace. And if we move further into this perspective, we can see that our role is definitely a co-creator in life. So at our core consciousness, we are one with the creative consciousness of the universe. That means that your intentions are manifested neither solely through your will nor through being a passive observer, right? So it's a combo platter. Through our choice, things are being manifested, and also not through passivity, but as well as giving up, letting go, surrendering, allowing the 401k plan of the universe to come in and support us where we're heading. I suggest you choose to step into the role of conscious partnership in creating your life, because this state of creativity is humbling. It's elevating. It's blissful, all at the same time. I offer you this mantra, this thought, think it throughout today, which is, I enjoy, I embrace being a co-creator. I enjoy, I embrace being a co-creator. Teilhard de Chardin said, the universe as we know it is a joint product of the observer and the observed. When we come back to the show after this very quick break, Jim Padilla is here. He's the founder of Gain the Edge. Jim is an expert in personal development and business coaching in the world. He's the go-to guy for all things sales. Jim is known for instilling into his sales team this quote, "It's not what you say, it's who you are being when you say it." Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life? When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. Jim Padilla is here. He's the king of collaboration, a visionary at the helm, and CEO of Gain the Edge. Jim has created an army of heart-centered sales rock stars. And along with his wife, Cindy, they've partnered with top industry leaders to exponentially increase their online launch and back-of-room revenue. Jim sets up strategic sales systems and a sales force that averages over 25,000 sales conversations per year in a variety of formats. Gain the Edge is the secret weapon of choice for many industry experts, anchoring over $100 million in sales for the likes of Josh Turner, Justin Livingston, Lisa Sasevich, and Bill Barron. Jim keeps his team and his clients on the cutting edge of sales conversion strategies. You can find out more at gaintheedgenow.com. Jim, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hey, Debbie. Super excited to be here. Glad to be able to jam with you.
Aha, exactly. Sales jam. I got to say, so I know you, yeah, and I already know this. I could have researched you and found this out, which I did, but I know from being with you in person that this is your passion. Like sales, this whole conversation sets you on fire. Can you talk a little bit about why? Why does this make you so excited? Why do you love this so much?
You know, it's interesting because that's not a question I get asked a lot, right? People ask me what I do and how I do it, not often why. But yeah, I believe that sales is a very noble profession. I think it's one of the most honorable things that you can do. And for me, sales is a way of being. It is who you are. It's not what I do, right? So, and I believe that when we are in our ideal place in position, when we are being the person we are supposed to be. And it's interesting because you're talking about being co-creators in the world, and we all are, right? We are all connected, and even more so now than we've ever been. And so it's really important that we are being true to our core, because when you are, you're being that perfect gift to the people that you were designed to be connected to. Mm. And usually we have too many systems running the process in our brain and forcing us to be something that we're not. And it eliminates the ability to really connect with people that way.
Ooh, what do you mean by most of us have too many systems running in our brain?
Oh boy, everything from, you know, we're trying to be somebody who society or our parents or a script or a mentor, somebody's told us that we need to be. We're trying to fit. We spend most of our time trying to fit the image of what we think other people have of us, instead of just showing up in a way that lets them see the real us. And that's like, those are two completely different tracks to be on.
I imagine when you say that, that when we can actually let the rest go, the identities, and fall into who we actually be, that sales increase. Is that correct?
For sure. And quite honestly, at that point, you can't turn them away. They just show up, because we all have that magnetizing ability. And, you know, we're all energy. Sales is energy. And really, it's about just imparting energy. Highest energy wins in a sales conversation. You know, either you're going to be super committed to owning your problem, or I should say having your problem, or I'm going to be super committed to helping you change it. Right. Hmm. Only one of those two can win out.
Yeah. That's so good. I love that. And I know that your sweet spot is with entrepreneurs. I'm sure there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this. And when it comes to leveraging the power of collaboration, which is in your wheelhouse, to help people scale their business so they can impact the world, explain this collaboration. How do you utilize the power of collaboration to help entrepreneurs?
Well, it begins with something I call extreme ownership. It's actually written on my whiteboard right now, and it says assume control.
Can we stop right there? Can I tell you that would be the greatest title for your own reality show or for your new book?
Extreme ownership.
Ownership. I love it.
Yeah, I love the concept. Unfortunately, it is a book by Jocko Willink as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wholeheartedly buy into what he says. But my concept of that is on my whiteboard is written, assume control of everything. Now, that doesn't mean I'm trying to wrestle everything to the ground. It means in order for me to control it, I must own it. That means I own everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. And the great part of that is, whenever something doesn't go work, I don't spend any time. I don't waste 1 second trying to blame someone else. I'm always looking within for the solution. So what did I do? Who was I being that allowed this opportunity to create itself and or allowed somebody else to buy into it? So the first step is owning it so that you are immediately in control of your own path and direction. And then that also means that I own my portion of making sure you show up the way you need to be in this conversation so that we're doing something of benefit for others. So that's the first step. So I'm in partnership with you, and I'm not asking your permission to be in partnership with you. I just am, by virtue of being here, and I'm holding myself to my best and expecting you to do the same. And I'm willing to hold you to your best as well. Mm. And that, you know, and so if that's the religion, right? And this is really one of, sorry to cut you off there, but if that's the religion, then that drives the decisions I make and the questions I ask. So if you say something that I don't think is true, part of me owning the highest level of this partnership is for me to call you out on what you say that I don't think is true, right?
Totally. This is a whole nother form of co-creation. It's like coaching co-creation.
Yes.
That's powerful. Here's what I want to ask you. Because you are such an expert in what you do about sales, I am sure over the many years you've been doing this and guiding people to incredible success, that you see patterns repeatedly that entrepreneurs engage in that totally screws them up and sabotages their business. And I'm sure you'd like to pull out your hair. But instead, will you point out 1 to 3 of those ongoing sales issues so that you can enlighten us about ways we may be sabotaging our business or our being?
Definitely. And none of these are genius things that happen. It's just, I just happen to be aware of them and willing to call them out, but we all do it. One is we try to sell to people that don't need to be sold to, right? Mm-hmm. We're too busy trying to get clients and make transactions instead of trying to deliver ideal outcomes. And an ideal outcome is what's in your best. How can I help you get there? Even if it means you're not buying it from me, because I know somebody else who does it better, right? As opposed to showing up to close the sale, which is a transaction focused. That means my objective is to get on this call. And by the end of it, you're going to be a client. That may not be what's in your best interest or mine. But so now I'm serving the wrong good, right? I'm not serving with the highest good. I'm serving the good of my bank account or something. Right.
Yeah. So I'm curious, when you say to instead create an optimal outcome. So give me an example. So how, if you're not going to get on the phone with a goal and a script that's going to lead you ultimately and hopefully to acquiring this person as a client, what does ideal outcome actually look like?
Ideal outcome in my world means get you where it is that the ideal next step is for you, right? You might show up looking ready to hire me as a sales coach, help you get your conversions in place and make all that happen. However, if I know your lead generation process is horrible or not effective or inconsistent, then this is not a problem we need to solve just yet. Let's get you to a place where you're bringing people in consistently, and I can introduce you to somebody who can take care of that for you, right? Or perhaps we're looking at selling something that you actually haven't developed. You don't have a way to actually develop this, and you can't scale it. So then I can then bring in somebody else who can help you create the program that we're going to sell, so now we can actually scale you and put people into something of service. But if I try to get you going too fast, all I'm going to do is put you out of business faster.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I really appreciate this. You know, I feel the same in my business when I work with people, that there's basically architecture to how things happen. And if I'm going to bring in a construction crew and tell them, okay, first you need to create a base, then the walls are going to come up, then the structure, then the windows, then the next level. That's how I teach people visibility and media, how to do their books, how to do their interviews. And it sounds like much the same for what you do. If people start on the top floor instead of getting the ground structure set and a real strong foundation, the house of cards is going to fall.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the first step, is getting really clear about where it is they want to go and being open to the concept. And this is part of what Sales Unscripted is about, is a script leads you to a specific destination. Having an unscripted conversation allows you to go wherever it needs to go.
Is this why your business is, your podcast is unscripted?
You got it.
I just figured that out. How cool. Well, why don't we just tell them about your podcast then? Perfect segue.
Sure, sure. My podcast is Sales Unscripted, that's also our training platform in the sales environment. And the whole concept is we just want to have real conversations with real people that go where they're supposed to go instead of where I want them to go. You know, how many times have you had a predetermined, oh, this person's coming on, here's where I want to take this conversation, and it goes completely a different direction, right? Mm-hmm. Because they started saying something that was interesting or real and true, right? So you want to lead them to a true conversation, which can mean also asking difficult conversation or questions that they may not want to answer, but in service to their higher good, you're going to ask them, and they're going to challenge them to answer it. Right? Because we have this magnetic pull to the truth as human beings. It sucks. Oftentimes the truth is painful or uncomfortable and not what we want to hear, but almost always what we need to hear. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in a conversation where I'm sharing the truth or pulling the truth from somebody. And you can tell they're doing everything in their power to get off the hook, but they don't hang up on you. They don't go, because there's something extremely compelling and magnetizing about the truth.
Wow. Yeah, and resonating as well. All the things we can relate to, and that causes us to feel or connect with the person. It's powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing that, you know, the second point that I would bring into the conversation as far as the mistakes that people make is people go more in service to compliance and getting along versus truth and moving people along. And it's so much easier to ask soft questions because you want to be liked. And I want to get to the truth, because the truth is the only thing that's going to actually uncover what it is that you need to do. Now you can make a real decision. And what you need to understand is that when you're on the phone with people, you might possibly be the only person that's going to tell them the truth about the scenario that they're in. So you have to be willing to go there, because if not, they won't really understand the level of trouble that they're in, or the real opportunity that lies ahead, because they might just be willing to go, well, you know, I'll just kind of stay with this situation, or I'll deal with it next year. And, you know, if you're challenging them and like, no, Debbie, you can't do that. From what you just shared with me, you can change the world with this. I know people personally who need what you have. You don't have the right to wait till next year. You need to solve this now so that people can hear what you're about and be served by you. Right.
I'm curious if you've ever had to have a really hardcore conversation, like, you know, your business is headed in a direction and I got to get real with you. And have you ever had to do one of those and somebody really had to brace themselves to hear something that they wouldn't choose to hear?
Yeah, it's one of the core tenets of what we do, both here with our clients and with our team. It's a daily practice, because people don't, it's so uncommon that it blows people away when you do it. Right. But it's common practice here inside the walls of Gain the Edge, because it's what we do every day. And it's freeing. It's refreshing. It's liberating, you know, for me and for them, because I feel like, oh, somebody's been stuck for a long time and they've tried all kinds of gimmicks and tools and strategies, but nobody ever tried the truth on them.
And the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream radio and podcast. You can go to debbie-dashinger.com and get your gift. It's a report called Publicity, How to Become the Go-To Expert and Be Interviewed on Media Today. When we come back, I'll be asking Jim to describe to us some of the differences, like what is sales, what is scaling, what is leveraging, for those of you who don't yet know about that. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session. It's a call and it moves your business forward. The session helps you get clear on what's holding you back and uncover how to better reach your clients. We're accepting applications, so send your interest to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. If you're ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews, get your visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject and email daretodreamradio@gmail.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream, and I'm interviewing Jim Padilla at GainTheEdgeNow.com. So Jim has promised the difference between sales, scaling, and leveraging. What do those actually mean?
Great question. Those are the core tenets in our program. We're all about sales, scaling, and leverage. And sales is about leading people to with truth-telling conversations to a place of clarity so that they can make a great decision in their own best interest. And when you've done it well, that's exactly how it ends up. When you're scaling, it's about having more of those conversations simultaneously, right? Scaling is about how can you grow your brand, your business, your reach in a way that gets beyond what you can do with one as a singular person, right? How do you take a message and grow it? Whether that's through webinars, whether it's through growing a sales team, increasing your footprint so that one message can be delivered and hundreds of people or thousands of people can be reached by it. Like just like this, this is a scale option here, scale opportunity. Being on a radio show, on a podcast, you're reaching multiple people with one message, right? Leverage in and of itself is about increasing the torque, the bandwidth behind it, right? A lot of times scaling and leverage can be confused. And I guess it's really up to the person who owns the definition, you know, whoever you're implying it. So it's really get clear about what somebody else means when they say they're scaling. Scaling is increasing the volume. Leverage is increasing with the effort to ROI component, right? If it's easy to do one transaction, how can you make that one transaction show up in a million places, right? This one conversation could be promoted on YouTube, on videos, on, you know, on a live stream in somebody's program, right? And all of a sudden now that's leverage. You've increased the muscle of one exercise to get you a whole bunch more on the back end.
Thank you for that. That makes a lot of sense. I myself wasn't even clear about those three, so that's helpful. I know in addition, so I'm going to keep breaking this down for people because I think for those who understand, it's just great to get more in depth from you and what you offer and your brilliance, as well as those who don't fully understand this yet, aren't engaged in this yet, but know this is coming down the pike in their business. So you also work on sales conversations, events, launches, lead generation, and building teams. So I want to get to the team part because I know a lot of entrepreneurs who do not hire because a couple of ideas, they're either so busy they don't have the time to train anyone, or they're really frightened of a bad employee that they may invest in and doesn't work out, or they're short on funds to hire one or a combo platter there. So I'd like you to talk about how can an entrepreneur properly hire and keep a great business team going?
Wow, there's so much in there. One of the first thing that I would say is I encourage you to hire sooner rather than later. I'm a big proponent of putting yourself in a position that demands that you produce. Most people wait until you've got extra profit and then go, okay, now how can I hire somebody? My concern is you won't ever get extra profit unless you hire people because your bandwidth is going to be exceeded very quickly. And so we look at hiring people immediately and then getting an action to fund them, How do we set people up to be self-funded, no matter what position they're in, not even if it's an operations person? So we have everybody crystal clear on what their function, how their function directly ties to revenue for this company. That way you have a decision to make. I'll give you a simple example. My wife and I, we drive back and forth from Sacramento to the Bay Area pretty frequently. And halfway there, we always stop at this coffee shop. And we go in and do our thing, and it's our little tradition. And we always end up going by around the holidays. And inevitably, we'll go in the store. They're super busy because of their location, and they do a good job. Lines out the door. And they have a holiday setup, like in the middle of the store. Here, buy your Christmas coffees, etc. Well, there's lines out the door. The women behind the counter are just stressed out and maxed out. And this person is sitting here playing around with their display, trying to stock stuff. And I understand there's tasks that need to be done, but you have to understand what's your most important thing that drives revenue. That's serving your customers when they're in the place. So she needs to leave that little display stand and get in the back to help the people who are making coffee and ringing registers so they can make more money and serve more people faster. Right. Your immediate problem is get people out of this line and into drinking coffee happily. Right. So you have to understand what is the revenue button. That's right. That way you always that helps you make decisions. When you're in crunch time, you got to focus on the revenue indicator and then get back to the other task.
Interesting. Okay. And you say sales is a learned skill. Nobody is born an expert. We can all do it. Okay. Because there are some people say, I hate the sales part. So how is it, Jim, that you believe we can all do sales? We can do it effectively and powerfully. What gives?
Well, this is one of my favorite things to talk about because it's empowering to understand that you actually have a skill set that can is a game changer, that can change your life and the people that you serve. See, you've been literally selling your whole life. Everybody. You sold your mother on feeding you if she wanted to sleep. You sold your siblings on why you should not have to ride in the middle in the hump in the back seat. Right? You sold your prom date on going with you. You sold your spouse on marrying you. You sell your friends on this awesome restaurant that you just went to because you know it'd be something that they would love. You sell them on the movie that they want to go see. There's always something that we're selling people on, and you never had a script for it. You never had a funnel for it. You just had passion and concern about the person who you wanted to share with. Because you didn't share the whole world. Hey, everybody needs to go to this restaurant. You called your three friends who you know would love it because you know it was in their best interest or something that they wanted, right? And we all do this very naturally. It's as part of an instinct we have as a person. As long as you care about other people, you're confident about what you're saying, and you just show up. You don't have to have the perfect words, right? And this is part of why I say it's something that you know, you're born with it, right? But being an expert, you weren't born at, right? And the only reason I say that is so people think, well, sure, Jim, you could sell because you've done all of this training, all of this extra expertise, et cetera. Yeah, but I wasn't born with this. I learned it. I'm not the biggest, strongest, fastest, smartest, nothing. I'm just the guy who works harder than everybody else. And so as long as you work hard to fine tune the skill set, you know, around what your ideal client might need, right? Because you need to be responsible enough to know what their key problems are they're trying to solve so that, yes, you're going to have a conversation and a kind of organic one. However, it does need to be focused around their area of concern. So you need to be responsible enough to know what those concerns could be. Because this is actually the third point that you said, showing a point, a few key mistakes. The third one is that we believe everything the people tell us in a sales conversation. And that's a problem. And it's not because they're trying to deceive you. There's three key problems that will lead you astray in a sales conversation. One is most people are very ineffective at self-diagnosis. We don't know what the real problem is. We only know how to talk. We only know what we think the problem is. So if you're saying it's one thing and it's actually something else, now you're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Okay. Second is even if you do know what the problem is, most people are really bad at articulating it. So now you have a misdiagnosed problem and is being poorly articulated. So you're trying to solve something that you may not even understand how they positioned it as the real problem, right? And then the next piece around that is that sometimes people just lie. And it's all it's not for deception, it's for self-preservation.
Right.
If I don't want to show up in a conversation and tell you I suck at sales. So right. I'm not going to tell you that, even though I should. Or I'm not going to say, you know what, I don't know how to manage my money, because you're a financial coach, and who wants to be seen as stupid with money? Nobody does. So they're going to shade the truth a little bit, because it's going to make them feel better and look better in your eyes. So you have to be able to pierce through all of that. It helps when you're the expert. You'll know, hey, I understand why you're saying this, but in my experience, if you show up with this particular problem, that's because this is probably what's actually happening. That's not actually your problem over there. So as the expert, you have to be able to speak in that. So it requires you to dig in and know the 10 or 15 problems that your ideal clients might actually be experiencing, so that you can speak into their mind. Because then the beauty of this is the most cool part that happens when you start talking to people like that. They start releasing their tension and pressure, because you're speaking their words in their mind. It's like you're reading their diary to them. And now they know that you understand them, and they can let down their guard and just start having a great conversation with them.
Is there a way to do that without doing the proverbial survey? Like, I'm going to send my customers a survey, and when it comes back, I'll tally it up and know the patterns and the issues. I mean, it's, for me, there are just certain business things so overdone. Yeah. Is there a way to find out what the actual diagnosis is of your client, where their weaknesses are, and what really needs to happen?
Yeah. In our sales and scripted program, we go pretty deep into this, but I'll give you the flavor of this exercise. Mm-hmm. I call it the stages exercise, and it's based on a metaphor of a waterfall. If you imagine a waterfall, and there's four stages, there's floating, there's the falls, there's devastation, and there's recovery. When you're floating, you're far enough upstream that you don't actually realize there's a falls coming. And you could be in denial about it, or you could just be completely oblivious. Mm-hmm. But bottom line is, you don't have any urgency, and you might need some education, right? So you have to understand that person and how you might speak to that person. If those are the people you serve, then you have to be really good at education. You have to be really good at creating urgency where there isn't any. Right. To me, that's my least desirable client to serve, because I don't want to try to tell them they got a problem when they don't know they have one. Mm-hmm. Stage two is the falls themselves. And this is the biggest mistake for people that I see is we find people on the falls all the time, because they're getting ready to go over the falls. So they're making a lot of noise. They're easy to find. They're jumping up and down, screaming for help. And we try to educate them. Dude, they're going over the falls. They need a rope, not a lecture. They don't need a lesson. They need a quick fix cure that says, I can save you from going down, right? And so we're having the wrong conversation at the wrong time. It could be the right person. You're just talking to them the wrong way and addressing the wrong need. Okay, so stage three is devastation. Once you go over the falls and you go down to the bottom, that water can be treacherous, and it's ripping your business apart, or ripping your health, or your marriage, or whatever that key is. And in that place, you're a little more receptive to listening, because you know you better listen to somebody in order for you to survive this thing, right? So, and now the key is, that's usually the place where people will spend the most, but most people are not good in a crisis. So if you're not a crisis actor, do not look for clients who are in devastation, because it'll pull you under and it'll stress you out. Then the fourth stage is recovery. This is the person who's already been through all the stuff. They didn't listen to the warning signs, and they somehow survived a bad situation. Now you got to be the one to put them back together. Are you really good at teaching them the lessons that they need to learn? Are they ready to listen? Are you ready to keep them from going over the next falls that's coming? Right? So once you can get clear on who you are, where are you best suited to serve in that environment, then you just ask yourself a lot of deep questions. Okay. What's the journey? What's going on when my client is at this stage of the journey? What are the questions that they're having every day? What are the challenges that they're likely to be experiencing? And quite honestly, if you actually have to have a survey in order to get those answers, then you're not the expert you think you are, because mm-hmm. you should already understand a lot of it, right? Surveys give you generalities. People, again, they're not good at articulating. They're not good at telling the truth. They're not good at self-diagnosis. So surveys are only so effective. But when you start thinking it through, you can really get deep into what kind of experiences would these people be going through right now? What are the pains? What are the concerns? What are the challenges? What's the next step, right? Before they hit the falls and they hit rapids, what would that look like? I mean, you just start thinking of it, and now you can start talking to people, and it can show up in your marketing. You can speak to the day-to-day of their experience in that stage, if that's who you're really suited to serve.
I never thought I'd get so excited about a conversation about sales, but your passion is contagious, and it's really illuminating some of the stuff you're sharing, things I never considered before, and the way you see it. It's sort of like a director who sees the whole picture and the moving pieces and know where they belong. I find this fascinating. So right before we go to a break, I want you to share, I know you offer a free group, right? Where you help people on the entrepreneur journey. They can go from 6 to 7 figures. Where can people join that group?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group. And disclaimer, I hate Facebook. I'm not one of those people. I can't stand all the time that people waste there. But the only reason I go there is because that's where people are. So mm-hmm. I go there because that's how I can serve them. If you're not a Facebook person, I'm going to recommend you get a Facebook account just to be able to get in this group. Okay? It's called CU@7, SEEYOU at the number 7. And the concept is our goal is to do everything we can to help encourage you, inspire you, and show you the way, and guide run along with you to help get you to 7 figures. And so we share a lot of strategy, insight. We just got done with the Leads Made Easy Challenge last week, which is fantastic. We got like 450 people participating in it. It was great. Mm-hmm. But we're there. My team's there. We're there to answer questions, engage, share, do what we can. We just want to help as many people as we can make that journey. And it's not about the money. It's about understanding that the more you have in the bank, the more you can do in the world. There's a direct correlation. Mm-hmm. So if everybody's not Mother Teresa, who's just blessed and measured in different ways, right? So some of us, the best way we can help is to earn a lot of money so that we can have more choice and more option and more ways to be able to help people.
And will you spell that out again?
Yes. Yeah, it's on Facebook. And the group is called CU@7, SEEYOU. @7.
Okay. And at is spelled out?
Yes.
Or the at symbol. Okay. Oh, so at spelled out.
A-T.
Great. So SEEU@7. That's the Facebook group. I think that sounds fascinating. And we are going to head to a break, but no worries. We have more goodies coming up, such as why are relationships so important in our life and how do they directly impact what we're doing in our business, as well as finding out from Jim some kind of secret sauce so we can actually have big impact and positive results to alter our sales. If you would be so kind, subscribe to Dare to Dream and leave us a review, a 5-star review. It helps other people who love this conversation get to the show. It's here on BBS. It's also on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, TuneIn, and much more. So many places and spaces you can hear the show. Subscribe, leave a review. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's D-E-B-B-I-D. .net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session to move your business forward. The session is going to help you get clear on what's holding you back, uncover how to better reach your clients. Send your interest application to this email, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses, wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. Ready to get clear? Ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews? Book your visibility strategy session today. email daretodreamradio@gmail.com and put the words visibility strategy session in the subject.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by. Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in, this is our last segment on Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I am interviewing Jim Padilla at Gain the Edge Now. Jim, a little bit of personal and a little bit more of sales all blended together here. What is a ritual or a practice that you use daily that helps keep you centered or grounded?
Oh, well, for me, number one is I go to God. You know, I start my day in my Bible, and you know, I roll with Jesus. So that's my center point. And mostly, you know, obviously for obvious reasons, but also it really helps me get focused and fine tuned into purpose. You know, I want to make sure that I know it's not about me, you know, but it can't be done without me. And that's a powerful message, I think, for everybody. Understand that it is not about you. Your gifts and talents were not given to you for you. They were given for you to bless the world with. So it's not about you, but it cannot be done without you. So you have to get in action.
And I guess I want to go to the relationship part because I'm sort of fascinated by that. There's a quote from you that says, "Who we are being directly impacts the quality of the relationships we have in our life. There is nothing that cannot be done. No excuse too big." I like it. So how is this implemented, Jim? How have you implemented it? Maybe to give us some examples about you being impacting the quality of relationships.
Yeah, well, I have a excuse me. I have a statement that I live with a lot. It's called "Who, not how." Right. And that's on two fronts. So every situation that I look at, there's always challenges, situations, and problems that come up. And instead of going, "What do I need to do?" my first question is, "Who do I need to be in order to solve that problem?" Right. Or, "Who do I need in my life to help solve that problem?" And so it's always looking at, how do I get this solved through the power of people? Right. Because people can do anything. If they, you know, there's always somebody else who knows more, has a different perspective, has a better perspective. There's always somebody who solved the problem that you think is the world's biggest problem and you can't get over it. There's somebody else who solves it every day in their sleep. Right. And I believe that people are only limited by the things that they believe. So, when I'm serving people, I'm like, okay, who's the person I need to be in order to get through this problem right now? Do I need to be a masterful leader? Do I need to be a sympathetic partner? Do I need to be a tough love component right now to change somebody's life? Do I just need to be an encourager, right? Who do I need to be in this moment? And if you're constantly thinking that through, then you'll be able to engage people at their highest level all the time, because they're always going to see the best side of you. And that doesn't mean the nicest side of you. It means the most powerful version of you that could show up in the moment.
That sounds so fluid to have all of that in your tool belt. I'm just thinking so much as you say that, because it really is accurate. We kind of all are all things to some degree. So the fact that you can pull on that, like intuit really what's needed in the moment, and then have that be the go-to and just be it until you get through to the other side, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do, you know, you said, you know, I believe that there's nothing that cannot be. And I'll hear people say something, well, people can't fly. It's like, oh, how do we know that? Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I know for sure is that nobody's been able to figure out how to fly yet. So I'm a massive possibility thinker. And so I'm always looking at ways to make it happen. Now, what happens if you're on the way to try and figure out how to fly? And maybe you never figure out how to fly, but you figure out 100 great things as a result of trying to figure that out. Right? You got to reach for what's impossible because you don't know what's impossible. Right? So, you know, Brian Tracy said that the definition of vision is to clearly see that which does not yet exist. And that's how I live my life. I drive people crazy because I'm always pushing for something that they can't quite see, but I can see it so clearly that I can taste it. And I want to go get it. And so bringing people on the ride.
Awesome. Good ride it is. Little known secret that can potentially rock our enrollment and take potential clients to paying clients instead.
If you get to a place in a conversation where you have to ask yourself, should I go there? You must now go there.
Mm.
That will serve you powerfully. There are so many times where you got just to the edge and you thought you had already increased, you have already broken a boundary. And quite honestly, you haven't even reached the boundary yet. And my opinion is those questions are when the conversation just starts happening.
That is a sexy sales tip. I really like that a lot. Push the boundary. If you have that thought, go there. Do it. I'm going to implement that. I absolutely am. That's very brave and bold.
Yes, very much so.
And Jim, this is Dare to Dream. So what are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, my big dream right now is I serve in prison ministries and I work with inmates. And there's a 76.6% recidivism rate, which is atrocious. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly because they don't have the support they need once they get out. And my goal is to flip that around so that 76.6% can stay out. And so we're actually in the process of getting a call center for ex-cons going so that we can teach them how to sell, teach them a skill that gives them some purpose, surround them with counseling, financial planning, rehabilitation for addictions, et cetera, spiritual coaching and training. So the things that they have on the inside that give them the support they need, we want to recreate that on the outside so they can stay out.
You're amazing. Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on today and for sharing your brilliance on Dare to Dream.
Thank you, Debbie. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. And I end today's show with this quote from Zig Ziglar. If people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you.
Boom.
Deep. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Susie Pruden. She's been featured by Deepak Chopra, Dean Ornish, and Louise Hay. Susie has been on Oprah, Good Morning America, and The Today Show. She's an internationally acclaimed speaker and seminar leader, New York Times bestselling author, hypnotherapist, success and accountability coach, radio and TV host. Tune in to next week's interview. She's such a personality. Me and Susie, hot conversation. You'll want to be there. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, get your free publicity report, How to Become the Go-To Expert and Be Interviewed on Media Now. It's at debbiedashinger.com. It's DACHINGER. Share this radio show, this podcast show with your friends, and thank you so much for joining us today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.